Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
Jeremy.
What are you doing?
I'm vocally warming up.
Okay. I'm seeing this happen.
Party girls, don't get hurt, don't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down.
You warm up with Sia?
Why not? What, here, you do it. It works.
I don't know. Why not? I'm not going to warm up with Sia.
You're not going to swing from a chandelier?
I mean...
That's how she says it.
No, I agree.
I want to swing from the chandelier.
The chandelier. Let's get going. Let's forget about the intro. Let's just go right into it.
Okay.
Loves cheap thrills, or at least the children who surround her love cheap thrills.
She's also unstoppable. And has stamina. Or so I'm
also
told.
Before all of this, she had that one really, really peppy song.
Yeah.
When she didn't hide her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's when she was actually a party girl.
All I remember that is like the because it was on whatever music thing I was listening to.
Yeah. Yeah.
They showed the album cover, just her face covered in glitter.
Yeah.
Like, all right. All who's right. This person?
Sia. It's Sia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she came charging the mainstream with really, really long bangs.
Yeah. Well, do you know why she did that? She was getting famous.
Yeah.
Or more famous. And she found that, like, she was already prone to going out and partying really hard.
Yeah.
And the extra attention made her more like that. And just, it took her to a dark place.
Yeah.
That's why so much of her music is... It revolves around...
It's dark party.
It's dark party. Because it took her there. She's been there.
Yeah.
But that was her way of trying to limit her exposure.
In a darkened room, we're talking about people you don't know, swinging from the chandelier here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what chandelier here reminds me of?
What does it remind you of?
Alejandro. Alejandro.
What was Alejandro about? That was about killing someone. Was it?
I don't know.
No. Is that paparazzi?
To be honest, Lady Gaga sometimes is just really, really weird.
I don't know a lot about modern pop music, so.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Sia and Lady Gaga, so.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
See you, Lady Gaga.
Do we have anything from our audience to discuss today, Kevin?
Nothing legitimate from Maron to any legitimate question. I did want to bring up that someone expressed surprise in me from one of our earlier episodes from, I can't remember which one it was, honestly, but it was one where we looked back at what happened in 1995.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
we
yeah.
didn't know about the Oklahoma bombing.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take this moment to apologize that I didn't know about an event that happened in 1995.
We're sorry. I was 6 years old.
I was four and didn't really keep up with the happenings in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, me either.
But they're like, what? You didn't know? You're so young. It's like, yes, I am.
Yeah. Literally, I was little.
You're saying a true fact.
Why are you sounding so surprised right now?
What? You don't know about the hippie movement in the 60s? You're so young.
There's something I wanted to do, Kevin. And I'll do it at the end of the podcast, too, because I've gotten multiple requests from older listeners.
Older as in listening to the first episode or older as in older than us?
Older than us.
Okay.
And probably older than the majority of our listeners.
All right.
So I've been requested to go through in a vocal format how you get to the iTunes review page.
We'll do that.
We'll do it right now, and we'll do it quickly at the end as well.
All right.
So, The first thing you do, Kevin, is you go to your desktop computer or laptop.
Yes. You sweep off all of those animals. All the animals that are sitting on your
computer. And the dust.
And the dust.
And you boot it up. You go to your iTunes account.
Into the internet.
You go to the iTunes account that you have. If you don't have an iTunes account, go to iTunes.com. It's free to download, and it's really easy to make an account. Just follow the simple steps. Once you have, you're in iTunes. Congratulations.
You done it.
Go to the store tab on iTunes.
Yes.
Search the third space. Click on the link that links you to the third space page. There will be some stars on there. Click the star rating. Hopefully five.
Preferably
the star
five, yeah.
The star rating that you would like to give us. Hopefully five.
Yeah.
And it will ask you if you'd like to write a review. Write a review. Say just what you think of us.
Yeah.
Say these instructions to make a review are very helpful in your review. I'd love that. Then you submit your review and you're done.
No, you have one last step. Party.
Yeah, that's right. Then you party.
Then you party like Sia.
Yeah.
Party until it gets dark.
You know what? I'm not going to endorse that, Kevin.
No?
Party until you've had enough.
And you can't take anymore.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like you've reached your party quota.
I wish there was more dark party.
Really? Like, do you?
Well, no.
Do you really wish that every party you went to just led you to a dark place? Like, what would you rather have, Kevin? Parties that lead you to a dark, miserable place, or parties where, in the end, someone is in the laundry room giving hearts to hearts to everybody? What would you rather? What would you rather do?
That sentence could have gone a lot different.
This is a PG-13 podcast,
no,
Kevin?
No, it's not. No, it's not. We lost that rating a long time ago.
Well, if we didn't lose it before.
The first episode was called Puppet Sea.
I was just going to say, if we didn't lose it before that last episode, we definitely lost it.
Yeah.
It's the only one I've ever actually given a warning that it's explicit.
I was told by my sister before last episode came out, she's like, it's weird to listen to because I don't like hearing my brother talk about sex. I'm like, oh, you won't like the last episode. All right, let's move on. Let's get into the topic.
We have a topic?
We have a topic, yeah.
That was a good voice crack.
See,
by
every. And you did it on purpose, I know.
Yeah.
I know because you did like three takes of it and you nailed it every time.
Every time.
Every time. Stop. All right. Yes, we have a topic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into the topic. We have a topic every single week. We talk about it.
Yeah.
We do some goofs about it and we try to explain a world.
Oh, actually, I want to try another thing before we get into it.
Okay, no, we can do that.
What if we do, we have this nonsense we do at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we have a standard transition from our nonsense?
Okay.
So something like, welcome to the third space, where regardless of the topic, and if we stay on it, at least we're entertaining.
Let's see if we remember
that next week.
Let's see.
Let's see.
All right. We'll shake on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now you did it. This week's theme is Sia.
Yeah. Our shows. We have themes now and topics?
We have themes, topics, and motifs.
And motifs.
Yes. And if you're able to guess all three of them, you get a prize.
You do get a prize.
Yeah.
We're not telling you what that prize is because we know that none of you are going to tweet us about it.
We just stop getting really aggressively angry at the audience.
Yeah, I might.
All right.
What's our topic today, Kevin?
Our topic today is a world in which animals can talk.
Okay. Animals can talk in this world.
Yes.
I have a question.
Of course.
Are we talking Disney talking animals, or are we talking the dog from Pixar's Up talking animals?
We're talking Disney talk because the dog from Pixar's Up is just a tech, like they put a technological,
yeah,
that was one of those days, a technological
device,
color around,
yeah,
and so you heard dog thoughts,
yeah.
No, I'm talking about like Disney, like the animals are just,
they're just speaking,
yeah, they're just speaking, yeah, yeah.
Okay, my second question is,
yeah,
do these animals have Disney level intelligence?
I think it depends on the animal. I think they have the same range of intelligence as humans do.
Okay, so there will be some dumb animals and some really smart animals.
Yeah.
And but most animals will fall in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to start it off with a question. Now that you ask me questions, I'm going to ask you a question.
This turnabout's fair play.
Yeah. And it is probably... It might be a climax question, but we should get out of the way now.
Okay.
Hit
me with an early climax.
Would you eat a talking cow? I know. It's
tough.
It's
well,
tough.
Here's the thing. If animals have always talked in this world,
yeah.
Which is what we have to assume.
Yeah.
And we evolved in the same way.
Yeah.
Then probably there'd still be meat on the market.
Yeah.
However, I mean, the argument could be made, I think it could go either one of two ways. Either there's less meat on the market because people are perturbed by eating talking animals, or there's more different kinds of meat on the market because people don't care as much because everything talks.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Like,
I guess.
Go either way. Like, me personally right now, if a cow talked to me and I didn't have the experience of growing up in this world, I wouldn't want to eat that cow. I wouldn't be like, this is a sentient creature. I'd rather not eat its flesh.
What if the cow is anti-Semitic?
Oh. I don't know. Depends how ashamed of being anti-Semitic it is. Like, when it says something, it's like, ooh, no. Or it's like, the Jews are controlling the world. Yeah. So, I guess it's the level of remorse the cow has.
For its anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
No, I think you're allowed to be
What about you? Would you eat?
I certainly would not deal with the anti-Semitic cow.
Nope. I'm out, cow.
You're just there leaning on a fence. The cow goes, maybe the Holocaust didn't happen.
Whoa.
All right.
Somebody get
the cow out of here.
That cow was mad.
That's what mad cow disease really is. It just makes cows bigoted.
Yeah, bigoted.
It makes bigoted cows.
Yeah.
Moo, women belong in the home. Moo.
You get back in your stable,
get
cow.
Back in your stable,
get
cow.
Back in your stable, cow. You are sick.
I could eat you.
I could.
Just whisper in its ear.
I could eat you.
You don't even know.
But maybe that cow's sassy and is like, you wish. Mm-mm.
Damn it, now I can't eat this cow.
Sassy cow.
What if...
here's a question I have for you. Do you think as many people would have pets?
Yeah, I feel like having a pet would be different. I feel like people still... would.
Yeah.
Because you think that the pets come from essentially way back.
Well, pets are partnerships, but also companionship.
Yeah, but what I mean is that pets come back from when pets did things like...
Yeah, they had functions.
Yeah, they protected your house.
They herded the sheep.
They did things like that, yeah. So you still have them because they still have those functions. They just now be like, hey, I'm going to call dog Greg. Greg, go herd those sheep. Fine, I'll do it. I'll herd the sheep.
Well, I better get some stew tonight.
You can't eat stew. You don't have a gallbladder. I want to have the stew. You will die. Give me chocolate. You will die. I don't know why I imagine. Well, from everything I've seen of dogs, they don't know what kills them.
No, they don't.
So I have to imagine that personality still remains.
Probably.
So you got these dogs who are
although,
like,
here's the thing. There might not be dogs in the way we think that there are now. There might not be almost any domesticated animals because, the way we got domesticated animals was by breeding aggression out of wild animals.
But now we can just, talk to them.
Now you could just communicate with the wild animals. So instead of everyone having dogs, they could have dingoes or wolves.
Hey, buddy, how are you feeling? I'm just angry today. I want to eat things. That's cool.
Yeah.
Tell you what, if you hang out with me... I'll give you things to eat. I got an anti-Semitic cow you can eat.
Well, the thing is, there'd probably be a lot more partnerships with animals rather than, oh, I'm lonely. I'm going to go buy a cat.
Yeah, you don't really own animals. You're just like, hey, do you want to come live in my house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to just live with me and we can hang out and you can protect me from those dick-ass dingoes and I will feed you. I will feed you and give you room and board.
And also cuddles.
Sure.
Sure.
I guess if you want those.
You want cuddles?
Seems like a win-win.
I want you to scratch me on the head.
Okay.
I scratch my belly.
Okay. I just can't. I can't do that 24/7. Just so you know.
No, you're gonna do it. Scratch my belly.
I will bite you.
No, I'm tired now. I'm gonna lie down.
I'm hungry. Sleep.
I like the idea of still being like a wolf, but acting like, I don't know, my little Shih Tzu dog. You're gonna come outside, right? Not really.
Somebody's here. Somebody's here. Somebody's here. Somebody's here. Somebody's here.
Is that them? All right, I'm cool with them.
Cool with you. I'm cool with you. I'm cool with you. I'm cool with you.
Who's that?
Everybody who doesn't know, there are two dogs here, and every single time I come to Kevin's house, they freak out. They're happy to see me. They just freak out for 5 minutes, just barking.
Well, the best thing is that they see you, and they're like, and like, so I open the door, they see you, they bark, 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 and then they look behind you, and they're like, who am I barking at?
Yeah.
It's not
They check
Jeremy.
To see if anybody's following me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But now all
Sentinel
those,
dogs.
Now all those noises that dogs make are just their voices.
Yeah, they're just...
At the door! Someone at the door! At the door!
Hey, 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 hey.
Wake up, Samantha!
Hey, hey,
wake up, Samantha!
Hey, 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 I have to poo. Hey, hey, hey.
All right, hang on. I'll let you out to poop.
I think there'd be less pets around because people would be like, stop talking about your poo. Like, did you know I ate my poo once? It was pretty good. I liked it. And then I pooed it out again and ate it again.
I might do it again. Please don't. Please don't,
please don't do that.
Do that. Don't do that.
Please don't do that. I'll give you a treat if you don't do that. I love treats. They're almost as good as poo.
Hey, hey, hey. The dog next door is a dick. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Okay.
That dog peed on the spot that I peed on.
Now I'm going to have to pee on that dog.
We're having a lot of fun with dogs here, but what would cats be like?
Well, I mean, I think cats would, because cats don't actually make that much noise.
No.
So I feel like they would just be...
They'd be quieter.
But I feel like it'd be super disturbing, because there's one thing, it being quiet, and you know that all it does is go, meow.
Yeah.
But if it can actually talk, yeah, and it just never does.
Keeping its thoughts inside.
And it just sits upstairs, it just sits like on a high cabinet
watching
and stares
you.
At you. Like, hey,
Hey, Felix.
What you doing?
Hey, What's up, Felix?
Nothing.
I'm watching.
Just sitting up here.
What are you watching, Felix?
Stuff.
Like what kind of stuff, Felix?
Just all kinds of stuff.
Okay. What are you gonna do today, Felix?
I don't know. Probably just this and watching.
So basically, what we're saying is that all cats are super sketch.
Yeah, all the cats come super sketchy.
They're super sketch. There's that cat that sits on the counter, looks right at you. You know it can talk, but it doesn't. Instead, it just pushes a glass off the edge.
What? Why did you do that? And just stares at you
silently. Just stares at you.
I know you can talk to me. Why did you do that?
Why did you do that,
Why?
Felix, why did you do that?
I'm going upstairs.
So there,
gotta get rid of that cat.
Gotta get rid of that cat.
Gotta get rid of that cat.
Well, to be fair, some cats are affectionate.
Yeah.
Some cats are like, hey, pet me. Hey, pet me. What are you doing?
Now you've done it too much.
Yeah.
Ow.
Now I'm irritated with it. Stop it.
They still don't tell you. They just scratch you.
Yeah,
first.
They just scratch you. They're like, you told me to do that. And then they turn around and they're like, I got bored. You're like, you little shit.
God damn that cat. I love him so much.
Do you, though?
I don't know.
You know what would probably be very different in this world?
What?
Cat memes. I'm sorry, the internet is not full of cats in this world.
No, because you know what they're saying.
Yeah, you know what they're saying.
It's not I can has cheeseburger.
No, it's not I can I has cheeseburger. It's why did you put this in front of me?
This is not what I wanted.
This is not alive. How am I supposed to hunt it?
I am disappointed in you, Derek. I am very disappointed in you.
Sing.
I'll just, see you tonight.
Exactly.
Then it just leaves.
All cats are sketchy and passive aggressive as fuck.
I like the idea of that. You know how cats just wander, like, you know, just everywhere.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a cat cross the road and you just lean out your car window? Hey, where are you going? It's going out for a walk. Do you have a house? Yeah. Okay.
Just checking.
Checking.
Want to make sure you're not astray.
Be careful. Don't get run over by a car.
But then
I know.
Then again, we have to remember that these are not house cats because they wouldn't be bred that way. These are wildcats. So now imagine that type of behavior, but with a cougar.
Well, but I mean, there were, are you saying that there would just be none of the smaller cats?
I mean, probably not. I guess it might be an evolutionary advantage to be small, but
I don't think
pumas are pretty small.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you mean you would have both? You would probably have like this, like just the, some of the smaller cats, and then you'd also have cougars and anything that you can convince to live with you.
Yeah.
You can walk in the forest and be like, "Hey, bear, what? Do you want to live in my house? What would you do for me? Fish? I give you a lot of fish. I might be down for that.
Will you leave my cubs alone?
Yeah. I mean,
they could stay there too.
You want to come with us? I think I'll be cool with that. You'll all get fish. Could I ride you?
No.
Okay.
I won't kill you.
What, that's not really.
Can I sleep in your basement all winter?
Yeah. I mean, you can do that.
Cool. Will you provide me with some food when I wake up? My stomach shrinks after I sleep a long time.
That is very interesting knowledge. Thank you for telling me this, Bear. I think we have a
Oh, man. Ecology would be so different.
Especially if you take, like, one of those, one of the sciences courses where they just bring in something like a cougar.
Yeah.
This is a cougar. Cougar, tell them about yourself. I am a cougar.
I live in the mountains. I like to climb trees and eat live game.
Except for they've been doing it for so long, they actually just like sitting in the food court.
Yeah.
And eat some like opa.
Ugh. That would kill a cougar.
I know, it's so bad for me. But I love the skewers.
No.
Nom 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 nom.
I think like the thing is we're giving them quasi human intelligence. We're giving them quasi-human intelligence, but with all the desires that they would have as an animal.
Well, yeah.
Not human desires.
Well, are you implying that we're going to have things like this? Like this is a jackrabbit that wants to be an accountant.
No, but to me, we're sort of crossing this weird middle line where we're anthropomorphizing them to a certain degree with their intelligence, by giving them all the same base desires. Whereas I feel like usually it's either they have human desires and human intelligence.
Yeah.
Or they have animal desires and animal intelligence. We've chosen like this mixed bag of like.
But I like it. I like it too. I like human intelligence but animal desires.
Yeah. Basically, they're just very honest humans.
Yeah, they're just very honest
humans.
No, it'd be great. Except for, you know, you'd have like flocks of birds being like, going south! Going south! Going south!
Enjoy the cold weather.
Hey, you fuckers!
Yeah.
Have fun in Canada.
And then they poop on your car.
Going to Cancun. Eat my shit, you dick.
Yeah.
These birds are assholes. I mean, they can fly. Why
birds
wouldn't they be assholes?
Birds are kind of assholes, to be fair.
Can you imagine like a bird like flaps down and lands on your fence? You're sitting there like raking your yard. You'll look up, the bird looks at you and just goes, "You're fat," and it flies away.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, hey, why can't you fly?
Oh, what, you got those bones that just are all full? My bones are hollow, so I can do this. Woo! And then a bigger bird comes out and takes it.
It just takes it out. Can you imagine? I don't think roosters would be used in the same way. Either that or they are the worst morning people ever. They're just like, oh yeah, great, it's morning, I can see the sun, everybody should get up, sun's great, look at the sun, oh yeah, it's up, I'm great, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
You shut up.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good
morning. I'm naming the animals human names. You named the cat Felix, which is a good name for a cat.
Mm-hmm.
But what names are we... do these animals have human names now? Or are we still going to get, like, this is Mr. Mittens? Like, do they choose names for themselves?
I don't know. I think they probably would. But it might also be a thing where it's nicknames or... Probably naming in general would be a lot different.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean...
They keep going.
There are already different naming conventions. Like, I don't want to be culturally appropriative here, but... For instance, the Aboriginal populations of North America name themselves very differently than we would.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was an Aboriginal, instead of being named Jeremy, I might be called Head in the Clouds.
Yeah. So we're thinking that animals, maybe they would have their own sort of naming system.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they might, because the big thing about animals in the real world is the way that they distinguish from each other is not always even just by how they look or something like that. It's also sometimes by how they smell. They have a lot more senses they're able to do those things with.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they actually even wouldn't give themselves
names. I just thought of something horrible.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
What is it?
Animals could just tell when you're horny or if you've had sex.
Wait, they can do that?
Or if you masturbated.
Wait, they could smell it on you.
They can do that? Yes.
Oh, no. Dogs know.
They know, Kevin.
They know all my dirty secrets.
They do know all your dirty secrets.
But if they could tell people.
They could. One of your friends would be over and be like, hey, Kevin was masturbating 7 minutes ago.
Shut up.
Didn't wash his hands.
You shut up. You should have given me kibble.
I wanted that turkey. You didn't give me that turkey.
You can't eat the turkey. I'm going to eat the turkey. Or if there's anything I know about my old dog, you should give me a carrot. You don't like carrots. I'll figure out if I like carrots when I have a carrot. I don't like this carrot. Come back later. Hey, a carrot. I don't like this carrot.
Yeah, no.
Why is there a carrot on the
ground? Your pets know when you do stuff. They know. They know. And you know what? Know what else, Kevin?
Yeah.
There are some pets that will watch over you while you do it. They'll be like, hey, I see that you're relieving yourself in a sexual way. Or they'll be like, mating, yes, I will watch over and protect you while you do this.
So let's say you're like in your room, you got a computer in your room, you shut the door. Then all you hear is a scratch at the door.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how to make the sound that someone could hear it on.
Yeah, there. I don't think we can.
You just scratch the door and just, hey, I know what you're doing in there.
Yeah.
Can I come in? Yeah. I would rather you didn't. No, that's cool. I'll just sit in the corner. Just want to make sure you're safe.
I'm confused because as an animal, I never feel the need to do anything unless it is for reproductive purposes.
Speaking of that, why did you take my balls?
Why did you take my balls? Why did you do that?
Why did you listen to that monster, Bob Barker?
Why?
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 Why would you do this to me?
You know what? I think people would not fix animals.
No, they wouldn't. Because
they would not.
Imagine like sitting down having a conversation with one. Okay. Hey, Tiger. Tiger's a dog, by the way.
Yeah. Tiger, I need you to get a vasectomy.
What? But what? I want to have pups. No, you're fucking everything.
Yeah. You got to get a vasectomy. You've had 14 puppies in 2 years. I cannot keep those puppies. Yeah, what'd you do with my puppies? I can't tell you that, Tiger. I cannot tell you that, Tiger.
Because there are 14 of them. And they're just going like, hey.
Yeah, I can't tell you that, Tiger. Can't tell you that.
You ate one of them.
You need to not have any more puppies.
I can see where you're coming from.
But I really want to have puppies.
I wanted more puppies.
That dog is really attractive. I bet I could have babies with that dog.
It's not a dog. It's not a dog.
I should hump that dog.
It's not a dog. It's a leg. Dog. It's not a
I'm
dog.
Humping it. I'm humping it. I'm humping it.
It's not a dog. Not a dog. A dog is humping a leg. Your leg is fucking sexy.
I mean, thank you, I guess, but
it's weirder taking any of the animal things and giving them the ability to talk. Even if they don't talk during it.
Yeah.
It's like taking the knowledge of any human being who you know has the ability to create speech and they're doing something like shitting in the yard.
Yeah. And you know what? There's definitely dogs that look so happy when they're shitting.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Like, they just sit there being like, oh, yeah. And you're just like, this is so weird. Except there'd be people, if dogs enjoyed shitting that much,
yeah,
there'd be people who'd be like, is it just better if you do it outside?
maybe I should
pop a squat.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Popping a squat.
Popping a squat in the yard.
Be one with nature.
One hand on your dog's head.
Yeah.
Stabilizing yourself.
I have bad balance. Stay there.
I gotta poop. You'll enjoy this. I know I will.
I know I will.
I know I will.
I know I will. Thanks, Teddy.
All right. Let's skedaddle on over to a commercial.
Okay.
That's one of the worst.
I'll just skedaddle that.
That's one of the worst segues I've ever done.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That's also one of the worst sound effects I've ever done. Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Memories of Summer.
You know, when you're out on the lake on some sort of jet ski.
Yeah, doing sweet jumps.
Doing sweet jumps on a jet ski. You get yourself some skis.
You're tanning on the beach with all the honeys.
Yeah, honey's everywhere.
Honey's everywhere.
Yeah. It's the sun beating down on you. It's not even worrying about rain, not worrying about cold, not worrying about anything.
You're playing sports. You're wearing shorts.
You're playing sports in shorts.
Whoa.
Whoa. The summer. It's awesome.
Bam.
And back into it.
Back into talking animals. So, Kevin, we've been talking mostly about pet animals and birds. Some birds are pets. But it occurred to me when looking to your window, where you have a couple paintings of owls, that there would be owls just flying around talking. As if, like, they'd be quiet most of the time.
Yeah.
But instead of hearing that chilling, like, whoo, in the night, you just hear a, hey. Or a, gotta pee. Or something like that. Or be like, down to bone. Or, I got a pellet coming.
ASL.
And raccoons would be like, hey, I heard you got some good garbage. I heard there's good garbage here. You want to go to garbage?
Well, hey, what are you doing? I'm in your garbage.
I'm in your garbage.
Well, can you put the lid back on?
No. I'm knocking it over.
I'm out, raccoon.
I'm out. I am the night.
And when you're... Raccoons really into Batman.
Yeah. Well, of course they are. Well, then you have like rats and mice, or mice are just like, oh no, there's a mite. I saw something over here. I'm stuck.
I like that you know your house has something in it when you're just like sitting there and like you're eating your cereal and all you hear is,
drop a crumb.
God damn, I got stuck.
Drop a crumb. That crumbs for later.
Hey, if I drop a crumb, will you leave?
For now.
You just put a trail of crumbs, goes outside. You shut the door. You tricked me.
I want to expand this a little bit more.
Okay.
Because we've said birds and mammals are speaking. We said animals are speaking.
No, it can't be so, insects.
Yeah, are insects speaking?
No, insects
aren't. Are fish speaking?
I can give you fish.
So, but they can only speak underwater. So all you ever see is blah, 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 blah. Like, we still don't understand fish. And if you go underneath, you feel like put your ear underneath, you get that weird distortion.
Oh, no, I saw your head is wet. Blah, 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 blah. Are you saying they can't talk when they, like, if they, like,
Dolphins could, like, come out and be like, hey, what's up, want to play?
Yeah, dolphins could and whales could.
But fish couldn't.
Well,
and a shark would just be like, I'm gonna eat everything. You're moving. I smell blood. Gonna eat more.
Wait. Can all the sharks talk with a Jaws tune? I'm here.
Hungry. Just whenever they're biting something. Nom!
And like whenever whales breach, just like, yeah,
probably more like.
I always imagine whales just like big dopey, just some strange sea floating blob, just like floating along, being like, hi everyone,
anybody want to cuddle?
Yay!
See, you're on a boat. That looks nice.
Watch what I can do. Yay!
Sploosh.
I like to do that.
Cannonball.
For whale sighting tours, the boat goes out once and just like splashes in the water, and then a whale comes up. It's like, hey, what's your name?
I'm Tim.
That's a weird name for a whale, but all right. I got some people coming out here in around an hour. Do you want to like... breach and like, do some like blowhole stuff?
I could do that.
All right, cool. You want some fish?
Yeah.
and you just make a deal with them.
Yeah, you make a deal. Awesome. Yeah, you do.
Same thing with like safaris, anything like that. You just like come out, okay, guys, people are coming through.
Here's something. Hunting, way different.
Yeah, hunting is just like...
Hunting is way different.
Especially poaching.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's just straight up like...
I think, you know what? I think hunting's probably still a thing. But as a hunter, you have to be okay with that animal hunting you too. Right? Because there's communication going on. They know, they will know what a hunter looks like.
Hey, that was a good shot, motherfucker, but now I'm coming for you.
Now I'm going to get you.
I'm going to... Nah, elk. I'm going to get you first. May the better man win. May the better man win.
No, may the better elk win.
Sorry, yeah. May the better man win. No. May the better
elk win.
And then he runs off.
Elk away.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get it.
Oh, man. And deer? For our listeners that may not live in a northern city or a smaller town where there are deer... Deer get into everything,
They
eat all of your gardening and all your shit. So a deer would be like, oh, so thanks for planting all this stuff. I was really hungry. Munch, munch, munch.
That wasn't for you.
Oh, too bad. I'm already eating it. Munch, 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 munch.
Then tries to jump over your fence, gets his foot caught, and just falls.
Ah, why would you ever put something like that there?
To keep you out.
But I got in.
You come around here again, I kill you. I'm going to get a hunter's license.
We shall see who the better deer is.
Yeah, you're a completely different kind of person if you're a hunter.
Yeah, if you're a hunter, you are a sociopath, probably. Probably.
Or like, maybe you get this mindset from earlier on where there's sort of this honor about it.
Yeah, like gladiatorial combat.
Yeah, and you just choose to do gladiatorial combat.
Yeah.
Because you fight an animal in the woods who you are talking to.
Yeah. Can you imagine the scene in The Revenant?
Ah, shit, it's a bear! I'm gonna fucking kill you!
I'll kill you!
Oh, I got a bear on you! Stop, you bear, stop! Roar, I'm a bear!
Should have let me sleep in your basement!
We made a deal, Leo! Wait, animal actors...
A Chinook is not global warming!
Wait, animal actors will literally be actors.
Oh, yeah, they would.
But once again, because it's the world we created, they still have the mentality of animals.
Yeah.
So there's things where it's like, all right, everybody. So the Because I just worked on a set, and we had horses all the time.
Yeah.
Buffalo, at least.
So there's poop everywhere.
Poop everywhere.
Yeah.
But like all the I guess wranglers will come in and be like, all right, everybody. So the horses are coming in. They do get spooked pretty easily, so no quick movements. Don't approach the horse unless I tell you it's okay to approach the horse, or if the horse say it's okay, it says it's okay to approach him.
Yeah.
So then the horse comes, just like, all right, Jack. In this scene,
hey,
yeah, Jack, please settle down.
You want to ride me?
In a little bit, Jack.
You want to ride
Jack, me? I'm trying to explain to you the scene, Jack.
Can I run?
No, Jack, you will be able to run.
Hey,
Jack.
I smell some oats.
No, not right now, Jack.
Can I eat some oats?
Jack, remember what we talked
shit,
about?
Oh, shit, I got to poop.
I'm just going to do it.
I'm just going to do it.
The thing about horses is that, speaking of horses, you realize they're just like, gotta poop now. or like,
I don't know what's funnier, the horse declaring they're gonna poop and then pooping, or the horse being able to talk and just starting to poop in silence. Just like starts pooping.
Hey, Jack.
Jack, you're pooping again. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oh, man. I'm so high.
I shouldn't have ate that apple.
I'm freaking out, man. Is that someone behind me? I can't see right in front of me because my eyes on either side of my head. I'm freaking out. Settle down, Jack.
There's no one behind you, Jack.
I gotta go. Jack, oh, cool. It's another horse.
Okay.
Chill now.
We're cool.
That's what they do. If they're like, this horse has to do something in this scene, they put another horse off the side. The horse is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another horse over there.
We're cool.
I like that horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Just like me.
All right. Have you ever seen a buffalo in real life, like, do things?
No, I haven't.
Not just, like, you know, stand there like a buffalo does.
Yeah.
Not
just exist as a buffalo?
Not just exist as a buffalo. Buffaloes are... they're not exactly...
They're, like, 50% hair, right?
They're not majestic... No, they are 110% muscle.
Oh, wow.
But they're not exactly those, like... You know, people talk about buffalo on the plains, like, oh, this like majestic. They're not exactly majestic. They're like snorting, who can barely like they can barely hold.
They're
their
like
own
camels.
Weight up.
They're camels, basically. And, camels are disgusting.
And like watching the wrangler like try to like get the buffalo to like you know go at any sort of speed.
Yeah,
which is like, oh god, no, I don't like this. Oh god, no. Why am I doing this?
Where's the craft table?
They're just like imagine the biggest, burliest, like steroid fueled like football player, just like meathead football player.
Yeah.
And just like and like they're always just about to die.
That's not funny, but the way you said it was.
Buffalo are just they're I feel so terrible about this, but when I saw the buffalo, like, doing the run, and I was walking and almost tripped just walking.
Yeah.
Like, on just ground. Like, I guess it kind of makes sense why those almost went extinct.
Yeah, it turns out they're pretty easy to hunt.
No, I mean...
We will see who is the best buffalo.
I mean, they're super strong. Like, yeah. They can just shrug and throw the wrangler off of their back.
Yeah.
But they're also just like, oh, can't do this. Like, they can't run for any prolonged period of time.
Huh.
They just, like, can't sustain their own weight.
That's interesting information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just like oh, we're going to hunt that buffalo. Oh, God. No.
Oh, man, I just realized something, Kevin.
Yep.
You're taking chickens' eggs.
Yeah, but I think once again, it's this weird thing of putting... mentalities on things or like morals on things that might be different in that world. Like if we've just been taking chickens' eggs for the entire time,
yeah.
And number one, they're not fertilized.
That's true.
So literally, it's just like in this world, things come out of chickens' butts.
Yeah,
and they could become something, or they could not.
Yeah,
and probably the way our moral system works in that one is that.
Does the chicken want some peeps?
Life begins at fertilization.
Yeah.
I guess
for chickens.
Yeah. And you probably would have things where it's like, no, no eggs, no eggs, anything.
Yeah.
But then you probably even just have chickens who are like, no, that's not a baby. That's a vessel. Just eating a vessel.
Yeah.
You're weird. Why would you eat that?
Yeah. I'll eat you next, chicken.
I will say that I think, hopefully, except for maybe in, like, the darkest and worst parts of the world, like, those horrible animal farms.
Yeah.
Like, the super mechanized, super, like, those ones, probably won't exist.
Probably not.
Like I mean, you'd have them in the same way you'd have sweatshops, where, like, there'd be around, but there'd be a lot of people constantly being like, no, and they'd only be in the darkest and worst parts of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have them.
And or, you know, Alabama.
Or Alabama. Because if you have a place full of that doing terrible things to animals, and then them just being like, stop this! We don't like it!
Yeah.
Like you'd be like...
I'm way out of conscience.
Yeah, like, I can't do this. I can't do this.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it anymore.
It would make, like, any of the
stuff... There'd definitely be corporations still trying to do those things.
Yeah, because they would stay very far away.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, no, I'm... This is
just a more efficient way of doing your job.
I don't have to hear them scream. Yeah. I don't have to hear the lambs scream.
Yeah.
It's not the sons of the lambs also.
Oh, and, oh. No. If we're doing Silence of the Lambs, then there's a Lord of the Flies and it can talk.
No insects. I cannot have insects talking in this world. It'd be
Fine.
Too disturbing.
Too disturbing.
Spiders like to live around my back door.
Do crabs talk? They don't really have mouths. I mean, I guess that hasn't been a problem for any other animal.
I like the idea that they have the capacity. I like the idea that crabs have the capacity to talk, but not the ability.
They just go.
You're just sitting at the seaside, looking out, be like, "Ah, oh, what a beautiful day." Oh, the crabs are out. Oh,
how majestic!
What are muscles?
Well, muscles don't really have mouths.
Any mouth at all?
No, they're just...
Oh, I guess you're right, yeah.
They're just a tissue, right?
Yeah. I guess they just absorb their stuff.
Yeah.
God, I hate muscles.
Like, yours or...
No, muscle. I
clams and oysters.
I don't like clams and oysters.
I mean, I'm allergic to them, so...
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not going to disagree with you.
I just, like, the fact that something like that is alive is horrifying to me. Same with, like, sea cucumbers.
Blah.
I poop out my mouth. I don't know why I feel like these things have to say what they do. It's the idea of this. Because the image I
is a sea cucumber an animal or a plant, though?
I don't know. The image I always have of a sea cucumber is when I was on some trip when I was really young around a canoe. I took my reach out and grabbed a sea cucumber and just brought it up. So this image of someone reaching out, grabbing one, bringing it up, saying, I poop out my mouth. Like crying. It's so dumb. It's just such a dumb show.
Yep.
It's a dumb show.
Yep.
Okay, all right, back in the water you go.
Yeah. Are we missing any demographic of animals?
I'm sure we'll get emails from them. Can animals use technology?
No, they can only talk.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. This is a world where animals can talk.
Yeah, it's a world where animals can talk.
Yeah.
It's not a world where they're like Mickey Mouse.
Do you think they have dreams of being like, can I? Like, when the cat walks across the computer, the keyboard's like, am I helping? No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I'm going to sit right here.
Pay attention to me. Don't touch me, though.
Wait, I'm going to set up a scenario because this entire thing is just a setting
Pay
of scenarios.
Pay attention to me, Kevin.
You're sitting there, like, maybe it's a little bit dim. You got a light on you. You're reading a book. Yeah, and all you hear is, pay attention to me. And you look over and the cat's just, like, sitting on a cabinet.
Yeah. Good.
Good. Please, now. Can I go back to my book?
No.
No. You look at me.
Pay me your attention.
Watch me as I lick myself. Stretch the leg out.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore. You
Can
will
you imagine
do it.
If a human did that to you?
You look at me.
It's like you're sitting around. You're in the park from like across the path, across the way. Just somebody pokes their head out. Pay attention to me.
Oh, no.
Pay attention to me.
All right. So no, we hit some sort of underwater animals. We've hit birds.
Yep.
We've done.
What about turtles? I feel like amphibians would be the most interesting animals in this one. So they'd be like, turtle would be like, hey man, those fish are totally bad talking you. You'd be like, damn it, I can't hear them. Turtle would be like, yeah, yo dog, totally.
You should fight them.
Wait, I do it for you, but I can never catch up because I'm on land.
I was gonna say that I always imagine like amphibians and those things as being a little bit like dim-witted, but I like the idea that they're shit disturbers.
They're just giant trolls.
They're just a frog who's just like, hey, you want to fight me? No, I don't. I'll fight you. Come at me. And then you take one step towards me, just dives in the water and swims away.
Yeah.
Like, imagine them, because they can live both on land and in water, and you can
escape any situation. Yeah.
Their only foe is the alligator.
Or really, really poisonous animals. Or just like, hey, don't it look tasty? Bet you want to eat me.
The ones that have, like, the patterns that seem.
Or that snake that looks exactly the same as a really poisonous snake but isn't.
Look at me, look how deadly I am. Look how deadly I am.
I'm so poisonous. You better stay away from me.
I'll bite you and you'll die.
Yeah.
You'll die immediately.
You'll die so bad.
I mean, it looks like your pattern's not the same. It's a birth defect. How dare you? How dare you? It's a birth defect.
Come over here so I can bite you real bad.
Yeah. No, don't actually do it. Sidewinders, look how fucked up this is.
Yep.
Look what I'm doing.
Cobra doesn't rattle its tail. It's just like, I'm coming to get you.
Hey, don't step there.
Hey, you're irritating me. Stop it.
I'm angry at you.
I'm angry at you. Yeah.
No, it'll be a... it'll be a world. It'll be a really, really weird...
Can you imagine what a moose would be like? Moose would be like, I'm cool. We're cool. But if you come closer, we're not cool. You came closer!
When they see a car, what is that? I'll hit it!
Yeah. Yeah.
What? We're talking about a bunch of kind of shitty animals. What would be the best animal? Like, what would be the best animal? Who would be the, like, just a total bro to you?
All the time?
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, the thing is, most people would answer dog.
But we've proven already
that dogs just be irritating.
Yeah. Yeah, they would be.
I mean, you might want to shit on a lawn with one, but you wouldn't want to live with one.
What if the dog was convincing you to do it?
Hey.
Come out here.
Come out. Yeah, I know you want to shit with me.
Pop a squat on the lawn.
Hey.
It'll bond us closer.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if there would just be like an awesome animal.
Maybe songbirds.
Oh, just sing and see ya.
Yeah. Sing and see ya.
I'm gonna swing.
So beautiful.
What if they all just did covers?
Just did covers of songs, whatever was popular on the radio.
Oh, the
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. Yeah, you sing it, Canary.
Yeah,
but I love it.
What if? I mean, yeah, there could be those songs. It could also be like one that's really into Papa Roach. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
How is a chickadee doing that?
Whoa! That little bird's got a powerful voice. He's got a course of them doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Galileo, 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 Figaro Magnifico.
This is awesome!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
Other words pop up. He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Like, yeah, you could try to teach him to do that and have it, like, be in a concert. But you'd also find it in the world.
Yeah, you could just find it in the world. There's like a blue jay. It's just rapping some Kendrick Lamar.
Fill a swimming pool.
There's a magpie singing some Outkast.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, no, I am for real.
No, he's singing the, Was it Ben Folds 5 who did the soft version of Hey Ya?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone did like this like soft and chill version of Hey Ya. No, you know who it was? It was the guy from Scrubs.
Was it Turk?
No.
JD.
No. The flop sweat guy.
Oh. Ted. Yeah, Ted and the...
Worthless Peons.
Yeah, the Worthless Peons.
Yeah, he did a nice cover of Hey Ya.
Yeah.
He's a very good singer.
They're all pretty good, actually.
All the worth.
They're a real band.
They're a real band.
Yeah, they're a real band.
So we're going to wrap it up, but one thing I do want to say very quickly that came into my head while we were talking about birds.
Yeah.
Imagine parrots.
Yeah.
Who will only repeat you, but you know they can say other things.
Like, yeah.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing that.
No, you stop it. And then what just leads and goes, you will die. What?
What did you just say?
What did you just say? What did you just
say? What did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
But what did you say?
What did you say?
But...
Tonight. Okay, I'm getting rid of this parrot.
Catch me if you can.
runs into a window. Oh, some sort of force field.
Oh, that's so sad, but so funny.
I don't like this.
Oh, man. Wild animals that wandered into cities.
Where am I? What is this? What's going on?
Yeah, they'd just be super scared, except they'd be able to vocalize it in a human way.
I don't like this. Someone help me. Which, if everything is happening, when animal control comes in, it's not all about like, drink him, get him. It's like, hey, chill out.
Chill out.
You're in a city.
We can get you back to where you need to
be. You want to go home? I want to go home. All right, just hop into the truck. All right, we'll get you home. We'll get you home. I want to go home. I'll bite you. Don't bite me.
That truck is not my home.
I know it's not. I'll bring you to your home. I don't trust you. It's okay. It's okay. Have a kibble.
It's full of tranquilizer.
as he's chewing, I know it is. I know it is.
Thump.
It's the fourth time he's done this. Yeah, whenever they like, we put it, whenever they talk about like, oh, we're gonna relocate animals, and they come walking back.
Yeah,
I like the idea that they don't realize they do it. Once again, they're like walking, they're like, oh no, no, hey, damn it, Tim, you've been here before.
Daryl, is that you again?
I got lost again.
All right, Daryl, hop in the van.
How's your wife doing? Doing good, Daryl.
Daryl, this is just my job. I don't want to make it personal.
I just feel like we really know each other.
Daryl, you need to stop coming to the city.
Hey, do you like sports?
Sports are all right, Daryl.
Hey, what's your favorite team? Do you want to know what my favorite team is?
No, Daryl, I don't.
It's the Bears!
Yeah! Yeah, you say that joke every time, Daryl.
It's a funny joke.
No, it's really not.
Okay.
You can't come back here anymore.
Okay.
I will shoot you next time.
I understand.
I'm just being straight with you, Daryl.
I know you are. I don't respect you for it. I like you.
Thanks, Daryl. I don't want to see you again, though.
I brought a gift for you.
Is it a dead animal, Daryl? Do not! Do not, Daryl. Cats bringing you dead animals. Like, here, I thought you couldn't provide for yourself, so have a dead bird. I'll just sit here while you eat it.
It was singing Lady Gaga. Okay.
Poke her face, poke her face. I poked her face.
And then the cat walks away.
Yeah.
Man, cats are creepy.
Yep.
I'm not really dead. All right, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, I guess since I said I was going to do it, let's go through these instructions again.
All right, you want to hit the instructions?
Before we do anything else.
All right, give me the quick version of the instructions.
Step one, get to your computer. Not a phone, not a tablet, has to be a computer.
Yes.
Go to the iTunes application.
Yep.
Go into your iTunes account. Go to the iTunes store. Search the third space. Go to the third space store page. Click on the stars, give us a 5-star rating, write your review, and then confirm and submit your review. You're done.
Yes. Perfect.
Easy peasy.
And if you like the show, we'd love if you did exactly that.
Yeah.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Or talk to your friends about it.
Especially talk to your friends about it.
Or you can tweet at us.
Yes,
you can tweet at me at Mighty Thews.
And me at Shawman K. Weir.
Or you can tweet at our podcast Twitter.
Which is at Third Space Cast. You can also send us an email at thirdspacepodcast.com.
Gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Or go to our website, which is thirdspacepodcast.com.
And we're nailing this.
We're good at words today.
Nailing it, yeah.
Our theme song is...
Chandelier by Sia.
No, it's not. Our theme song is The Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Yes, it is. I think that's it. I don't think we have any other news for people. We're getting pretty tight on this.
Yeah, we're getting pretty
housekeeping.
Well, it's the same things every week.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I actually have something else.
Oh, okay.
If you're on Android or anything, you have a particular app that you like using for listening to your podcasts, please let us know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I would love it to enable you to listen to it on Android. Or if you have a friend who's like, I can't listen to it. I have Android and I don't want to use iTunes. Well, guess what? Tell us and we'll release it on there. So the next time you tell them, they have no excuse.
Yeah, with the reason we're releasing on iTunes because it's just one of the most popular ones. It's actually pretty easy to get your podcasts onto. So that's the one we decided to do. But if there's another podcast, I think they call them podcatchers. If there's another podcatcher that you specifically use and you want to or one of your friends use, and we'll put it on there. Just let us know.
Yeah, just let us know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that does mean you'll have to tweet at us or email us or leave a comment on one of our videos on the website.
Yeah, you'll have to connect with us.
If you tell me in person,
you'll have to open up a stream.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing it.
Stop telling us things in person. We want to have a web presence.
The next time you're like, "Hey, Jeremy, I was listening to your podcast," I'm going to be like, "Nope. That's not a friend conversation.
This is a business transaction now.
Now it is. Here, let me pull out my computer, which I carry around with me at all times. You can log in to your Twitter or your iTunes account. And you can write it there. And then I'll respond.
Done.
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 Done. Just like this friendship. I'm just kidding. I'll still be friends with you. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we loop Chris Tucker squealing for 49 minutes straight.
I'm really sorry.